It is late at night. Dark rain glistens on the streets and drives relentlessly against the bright show windows of Doc Will Harshaw's drugstore. Inside, white-haired, bespectacled Doc Harshaw prepares to close up. There is a momentary rattling in the front door. The door opens and a young man comes in. Doc clears his throat tentatively. It is strange that this boy should be out in this weather. Doc's voice betrays a questioning in his mind.
good evening.
Huh? Huh? Oh, yes, good evening. Not much.
Well, it is a bit spongy out, but I like that. Keeps the world at bay for a while.
if I'm intruding...
No. Nice to have you, I'm sure.
Well, I originally intended this to be a business call of sorts, so here goes. Fact of the matter is, I've cut myself. See, I attempted to bandage it up. Nasty cut.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
Oh, not that bad, but, well, things can develop into something serious, you know? Infection, you know?
By all means, infection.
So I'd like a bottle of those, what do you call them? The blue tablets. You know, the one in the crinkly blue bottle?
Yes. One moment, please. These?
Yes, that's what I mean. How much are they, please?
Enough, I assure you. But first I'll have to register the sale. I'll have to register all sales of deadly poisons.
Deadly poisons. Why must you register it? I'm not going to murder my aunt, you know.
Matter of fact, young fella, I don't know anything of the sort. That's quite besides the point. It's the law that I register the sale of a dangerous poison, and the law is operating strictly in your interest. It's for your own protection. Now, name, please.
Well, all right. Peter Jones.
Jones, huh? Very well. P-E-T-E-R-J-O-N-E-S. Address?
That too? 2236 Forest Grove.
2236 F-O-R-E-S-T G-R-O-V-E. Purpose of deadly poison?
Antiseptic for wound.
Uh-huh. 25 7.5 grain tablets, and then I sign my own proud name and fill in the date and hour of the purchase. And that's that. That didn't hurt one bit now, did it? You'll be mighty careful with this stuff, won't you? Never used it before.
Certainly. I've just gone through the last of one bottle, and I had to run out for more. I was sharpening my pencil with a rusty blade, and it slipped.
It isn't the rust that does the damage. It's the germs under the rust scales. That's a mighty pretty gold onyx ring you're wearing under that bandage. Class ring?
Yes, high school. I can't get it off. I guess I've grown into it. My girlfriend gave it to me. Wouldn't let me buy my own. I'm in a hurry, Doc. How much will that come to?
Won't you be wanting some bandage and adhesive tape? What's the rush? It's raining the Amazon River out there. Stick around a little. Stick around, boy. We had a talk.
Well, what do you mean?
You know, sometimes people get sore because I ask all the questions when they buy poisons for their own good and legitimate purposes. Do you think I'm going to murder my aunt, they ask me. Or...
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Or they want to know, do I think they're considering suicide? It's no affair of mine if they are. They can if they like. They can dissolve the lining right out of their stomachs. If it suits them. I have a lot to comply with. Look, suppose your wife...
I'm not married.
All right. Mere manner of speaking. Suppose, then, the police should find you moaning in your bathroom. They'd come to me, as one of the town's druggists, hypothetically, of course. They'd say, Mr. Harshaw, did a young fellow with gray slouch hat and tan top coat and worried brown eyes and a golden onyx class ring buy any poison here lately? And I'd tell them, why, yes, he's got some blue antiseptic tablets. Why? And they'd say, okay, Doc, that's all we want to know. Thanks. By that time, though, there wouldn't be much they could do for you.
Isn't there?
No. Stuff's purgatory. It's the worst thing a feller can take. Horrible. It's like white-hot coals burning and eating, searing your innards. Your stomach's afire. The membranes burn and wither away, and you scream and squirm and pray you'll die. You can't describe the agony of it. Weeks. Months. Maybe torture. Eating. Tearing you apart. Burning. The narcotics the doctor give you don't help much. It's like corrosive, like acid. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, if you die, so much the better for you, because the nervous shock will wreck you for life. Your stomach so badly burned, spend the rest of your days on a diet of gruel and buttered toast and warm milk. Buttered toast and warm milk, when all the time your starving body cries out for a thick, juicy steak and strong bread.
You're hurting my shoulder.
I didn't know, sorry.
That well, it was some lecture. I guess you know, though, it's your business.
Sure, it's my business. Other things are my business, too.
What do you mean, other things, too?
Listen, boy, you didn't cut yourself now, did you?
Well, all right, so I didn't cut myself. What about it? Here, I'll take off the bandage. There, not a scratch. Feel better now, Sherlock Holmes?
I knew it. Don't you know that you can't dip a gold ring into a solution of this stuff without the gold turning to silver? Forms an amalgam. Where's your high school chemistry, boy?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Don't ask me any more questions, please. Maybe I better go.
Tell you what. Closing up now, and it's not raining too heavy. We'll walk it off and talk it over, and maybe we'll stop in at Hank's Barbecue for a snack. Talk it over, see? What do you say, kid?
All right. All right, I guess.
Good boy. Now you read a magazine or something, and I'll start counting up. The minute you came in, I knew something was wrong. It's bad stuff letting yourself go that way. You got a lot to live for.
I must have been crazy, Doc.
You look fairly prosperous for a youngster, and looked healthy. So I figured it couldn't be that. That leaves one other thing, especially when the principal, or well, principals are young and foolish. Is she pretty?
She's beautiful.
Well, if you like to talk, go ahead. Maybe you'll feel better about it all.
I want to talk, and I'm glad it's you I have to talk to. It seems so trivial now, but I can't go back to her. I can't.
It's not that bad.
I don't know. Julie and I have been sweethearts ever since we were kids in high school. In high school, we were inseparable. We always said we'd get married. We meant everything to each other. It's been a long time, Doc, waiting. But I could never seem to make enough money at any of my jobs.
You're young.
Tonight I came down to see her. I never saw her looking so lovely. Something in silver and black made her look whiter and more beautiful than I'd ever seen her. She was waiting for someone, and I knew she wasn't expecting me. You're beautiful tonight, Julie. I've never seen you so radiant and all.
Thank you, Alan.
That's a mighty sweet dress you're wearing. I never saw it, Julie.
Yes. Yeah, I just had it made. Isn't it a terrible night?
Yes, Julie. Terrible.
Alan, don't look at me so strangely, as though I'd done something terribly wrong.
Nothing wrong. Unless it's a bit wrong to throw over a fellow that's been crazy about you ever since he was a kid in velvet pants.
Oh, Alan, don't think wrong of me. I've fought with myself. I don't want to lose you. But Pearson has been such a good friend to us. Mother and me. We were going to the theater.
Oh, the theater. Harmless enough, the theater. But there'll be another in a week, and another after that, and another, and a string of them makes a courtship. And an expensive one that I can't afford yet, or maybe ever. I'm only an engineer. All right, take Pearson. He's platinum-plated enough. Take him! Oh, and I thought I was top. Sweet little school romance blossoming into a cactus.
Alan, what are you saying?
Oh, you've said it yourself. Alan, not yet. We've got to save. We want to start right, Alan. We mustn't start the voyage with a light sail and empty hold. Oh, very prettily put. But a mockery. The runaround, if you please. While I'm through waiting for Pearson to take you from under my nose. I'm through, I tell you. I'm through! So that was that. And here we are.
You're young. I was young, too. Well, here's Hank's place. Hey, Hank. Brought some customers. Do I get 10%? 5? I'll settle for donuts.
Hi, Doc. You sure won't be cuter. What are you gonna be, bum night, huh? What are you gonna be?
What are you gonna be, kid? Unquote.
I don't know. That hamburger with grilled onion on rye sounds pretty good. And coffee.
Yeah, sure. What are gonna be for you, boss?
I have my special. The regular thing.
Huh?
My special. Would you mind bending a little closer, Hank?
Oh, sure. Okay. Sure, boss. One hamburger with grilled onion on rye. One special for Doc. Make quick.
Coming up!
I'll be right up, boss.
All right, Hank. No rush. Well, kid, this isn't much, but it's a lot better than St. Luke's or an emergency clinic, huh?
Oh, stop it, Doc. I've been a fool.
I was getting around to that, but I was going to call it something else. Extreme youth or something like that. It's a condition we all go through between the ages of, say, 18 and 35, roughly that.
Roughly is right. Maybe I ought to go back. I wonder, should I go back?
I don't know. Some get over the disease quick, seldom have relapses. It's up to the individual, I reckon.
Here come! Hamburger with grilled onion! And a one special for Doc!
One special for Doc. Days without end. One special for Doc.
One special for Doc. You warm milk and butter toast. Warm milk.
You see? You understand now?
I see. For life, warm milk and buttered toast.
And gruel. Don't forget the gruel.
I don't think I want my sandwich. I'm going, Doc. I've got to go. I'm sorry. Doc.
Yeah, boy. Go. Go back to her. To Julie. She needs you and wants you as badly as you need and want her. And wait for you. You must. She'll wait, too, but go back.
I'm going. You bet I am. So long. I'll be seeing you.
Good night.
And thanks, and sorry about that. Well, you know.
It's all right, kid. Good night. And give her my love. Crazy kid. Lucky you came to me. Guess I handled that prescription all right. Hey, Hank.
Calling, boss.
Hank, let's see some food. I want a steak an inch thick, mushrooms and peppers and onions, and a pot of strong coffee as usual. And get this disgusting stuff out of my sight, will ya?